This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Tuesday evening, December corn gapped higher, a gap that could turn out to be a breakaway gap of a larger rally. Funds had a lot of potential short covering in corn to do if fundamentals, as I believe them to be, have turned around. It will take a while for USDA to confirm what is happening out here. It'll be a hot, stressful week, and crop condition will deteriorate again in the next Monday's condition reports. Corn is literally dying, and soybeans are trying to hang on. Soybeans are still short of recent highs. On the other hand, they did not close the previous gap as corn did. Soaking rain is now needed to first stabilize deterioration rather than add to previously forecasted yields. The way I described the pro farmer crop tour estimate last week was an attempt to catch a falling knife. As I noted, I have not seen crop condition deteriorate this fast since 1976. When you see it, it is something that you remember. I told you that the trade was underestimating the yield deterioration happening. I also said it was time to change horses. We turned bullish. I explained how corn crops were not mature at Dent, as many seemed to think, and there was still plenty of yield loss potential. Given 90-degree temperatures, brown corn doesn't turn green again. Those cutting silage are worried about the fast dry down. USDA says that good to excellent corn condition ratings fell 5%, twice as much as what the trade was looking for, to 64% from 69% last week and 57% last year. They're very likely to drop again next week, Monday, after a hot, dry week, even if rain materializes later on. All rain would do now is stabilize or slow deterioration. The corn crop will be nowhere near as big as we thought just a few weeks ago. There are just too many stress degree days that ran subsoil out of gash. The derecho took a chunk of it, but the drought will take another chunk twice as big. When China comes in and buys at least 10 million metric ton of corn, the projected carryover drops below 2 billion bushel. This crop should harvest as dry corn and store easy. Basis level should improve significantly. You are going to want to store this crop. Iowa good to excellent crop condition ratings lost another 9% and will lose some more next Monday afternoon. Only 50% of Iowa corn was rated good to excellent versus 65% last year. 49% of corn is dented. Remember that if corn dies at Dent, 40% of the yield can still be lost. The previous week, there was some states where condition improved to offset losses in others. This week, only North Dakota and Kentucky held steady ratings, and all the rest posted some degree of loss. There is only 5% of corn that is mature in the entire country. The good news should be that no dryer gas should be needed, and it will not be a wet fall. The first 10 inches of rain would soak in. U.S. soybean good to excellent condition ratings fell 3% to 69% compared to 55% last year. Soybeans are running out of gas, too, and will be damaged by this week's heat. With nothing left to fill pods, it'll be flat or get sloughed. We will have small beans. My soybeans planted May 1st are not going to wait in this heat until September for rain. Iowa soybean condition ratings fell 6% to 56% compared to 62% last year. That was not as bad as South Dakota, where good to excellent ratings fell 10%. Kentucky, North Carolina, and North Dakota saw condition ratings improve slightly. Only 4% of soybeans are dropping leaves, so they are the only ones safe from the drought. Nothing is safe in Iowa. One thing not to worry about, the fall frost date. Corn and soybean crops will be killed by heat, not the cold. Temperatures are forecast to cool next week, but only soaking rain can stabilize condition deterioration. Here's what else is turning bullish: South American weather. The sooner the rainy season starts in Brazil, the sooner they can plant soybeans, and the sooner they can harvest, so the better to double crop corn. They can oftentimes get started planting soybeans in the Mato Grosso in September. Our climatologist is forecasting a dry September in Brazil and a late start to planting that is La Nina related. What that means is that Chinese access to Brazilian new crop could get pushed back a month, meaning that they would buy another 2 million metric tons or more here. With a shortened U.S. soybean crop and more Chinese demand, we have a shot at much better soybean prices. My beans are going in the bin, too. I think that they'll be worth a lot more in February. Both the Wall Street Journal and South China Morning Post had pretty much the same story, that lead trade negotiators had a phone call that included Phase 1 trade deal progress and that it went well. They have a lot to buy in if they are going to abide by their Phase 1 commitment. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.